Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Hubbard is here. Bill Duckenberg's next hour. This is Bill Hubbard. You know Bill, William S. Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. Bill Hubbard is our good friend and a long time, now in our eighth year, member of our Brain Trust. Actually now in our ninth year, member of our Brain Trust, I should say. I lost a year there. Bill is our good friend and one of our top, heck, he is our top human resource expert. Nobody knows more about this topic than Bill Hubbard. In my opinion, he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always glad to be here. Is this our anniversary month?
Well, let's see. I think it is. I'll have to verify that. Is it this month or was it last month? I think it's this month, isn't it?
I'm thinking this month, but time flies when you have a
Well, you know, we're like baseball here, Bill. We've got this information. It is this month. This is our eighth anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Well, happy anniversary.
8 years ago, eight years ago this week, you were on the show for the first time. And I guess you just, crazy enough to keep hanging around with me. We appreciate it. That we're very glad that you did.
Well, that's, to me, is one of the successes of small business, is you hang in there, you keep chugging along, and you just keep on going through And you do what you do, and you do it the best you can, and you offer it, and you provide the service, and you keep on going.
You keep on plugging, don't you? That is one of the markers of a small business, isn't it? They just keep going, and because Bill, we're pathological optimists, aren't we?
Yeah, that's true. We're not those negative people.
And there's something to be said for that. I mean, obviously, Bill, one of the hardest things for a small business owner to do is to know when it is time to quit.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, and sometimes we should quit earlier than we do. But you never know. I still think about the only thing that I remember about Napoleon Hill's, what was the name of his book? Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he said in his book is he talked about the 3-foot rule, about the guy who dug for gold all these years, and he dug and he dug and he dug, never found gold, and he quit. Another guy came into his mind, moved over 3 feet, and dug for gold and found gold immediately. You never know when you're 3 feet away.
That's just like the slot machines at the casino.
That's exactly
you throw
right.
Money in there, and some little lady comes in, drops in a quarter, and walks away with a Cadillac.
That's the conundrum for small business owners. Another big conundrum that we have, Bill, in small business, and they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, is how do we deal with all of the paperwork and all the regulations of managing our employees? That's a real conundrum for us, isn't it?
It really is, and one of the elements is to document what you're doing, document your decisions, maintain that information in typically in personnel records files, and make sure that it's information that's job-related is really a key part of what that's about.
Well, and that's just such an exciting topic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, the people are, this is just riveting for folks when they hear you say these things, Bill. And I hear them saying, please tell me more. And folks, I hear you. I get what you're saying, what you're thinking. But this is something, if you're going to be a small business owner, if you're going to have employees, you got to pay attention to the paperwork, don't you, Bill?
You do, because oftentimes this is the material that it can help you make better decisions on point number one. But point number two is sometimes as an employment decision becomes messy, if you will, and it becomes potentially a legal issue, then this is the information that gets looked at by the government agencies and by the courts and by the lawyers,
mm-hmm.
sometimes a year, 2 years later. And oftentimes there's very damaging information in there that should not be in there. So it's important to use this information properly and to make sure that you know what you should keep and what you really should not keep.
when what should you should document, what you should have the employee sign that they received or whatever. But Bill, you've got news, don't you? There's a new law, isn't there?
Well, in Illinois, there's a new law that says a employer should be taking care of non-private personal information, which basically relates to name, address, social security number, driver's license, credit card information. And a lot of businesses, particularly retail and service businesses, have that information. And then certainly every entity that hires an employee and has a payroll record has parts of that information. So certainly for Illinois employers, this law basically says protect that information, and you're obligated to disclose to the employee or the customer if your information has been breached in some way, or somebody has intruded or hacked into your computer system and got a hold of that information. So this is a requirement in Illinois.
But Bill, isn't this common sense? I mean, isn't that just sort of automatic? Obviously, people would want to protect their employees' information.
Well, certainly you would want to protect.
But are some people cavalier about this? Some people not very judicious about these things? Not very diligent, I should say, about keeping this information private?
Well, I would say there are occasions where if they're not that careful because they're more concerned with other issues. A typical small business owner is, they're concerned about their customers, their products, their services, and oftentimes a lot of these records are sort of an afterthought. You get the information, when you get around to it, that's not the first thing you're going to do is put that in that file. Mm-hmm. That's what you do at the end of the day after you've got everything else taken care of. And so there's a potential for these accidents, and oftentimes it's an accident to occur if you don't have a good system or procedure or security procedures in place to protect the records that you have, particularly where it's private personal information, and everybody is now so concerned about their privacy of their information, and we need to be so vigilant about identity theft and these kinds of incidences that are occurring.
So personnel records should be in a drawer under a lock, right?
Yes.
You got a file cabinet, you got personnel records in the drawer, they should be in a drawer that can be locked that everyone doesn't have access to.
Right. That's the key, and designate one person or two people, yourself and your assistant, who has access to and who maintains that information.
And so, train that other person to understand what they have been given access to.
Exactly, and how that information should be used and how it should not be used. One of the most difficult things for personnel records people is to keep their mouth shut because they have the goods.
I want to talk about that when we come back. And also, there's one other area that you might be surprised about where information gets away and other people find it. We'll talk about that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Joe Cocker. Crazy man, serious rocker. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Bill Hubbard, William S. Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and The Medical Privacy Rule. And what else, Bill?
Got some others, haven't you? Security Rule.
Yep.
And another book on personnel policies. If you go to my website, www.hubbert.com.
Two B's, two T's.
Two B's, two T's. What you see across the front is the covers of 8 different books that I've written that deal with human resources and HIPAA issues. And tremendous resource there, as well as articles and archives. And a link to Jim's website, that Small Business Advocate, on additional information as well.
There you go. Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Everything you'd ever want to know about human resources. And Bill works with people all the time virtually. So if you got an HR question and, hire him to help you out a little bit. He's a good one, and that's exactly what he does. And he's an HR vice president you can rent, right, Bill?
That's a good way to put it.
That's what I used to be when I was a consultant. I was a VP you could rent.
Okay.
You didn't have to adopt me. You could rent me. And so, folks, just think about that and contact him at Hubbert, HUBBART.com. You can send him an email there, and I know his phone number is on that site as well. Bill, we're talking about privacy and protecting the information of your employees.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking about how this works in a small business. Typically, you got a filing cabinet that's not locked, and somebody can come in when everybody else has gone to lunch and snoop around just to be nosy, not to do anything malicious, but just to be nosy. But we shouldn't let people have that kind of access.
We really shouldn't. We should, when it's unattended, it should be kept locked.
The other thing is people running their mouth. You know,
yeah.
somebody knows that one of the employees had a medical issue or maybe a legal issue or maybe a drug past or something. They've redeemed themselves. They're a great employee now, but it was in their records and it's nobody else's business. And somebody found out about it and just run their mouth. That's the kind of thing that would happen. That would be more likely to happen in a small business than say some hacker taking the time to go into come in through the internet on your computer and steal three names and social security numbers.
Right. Yeah. The biggest problem the small business owner is going to see is having an employee with access to the information who then becomes perhaps upset about what they see or what they read, and then starts complaining or talking to others. So
probably about pay or something like that.
Very typically, yeah. So one key issue is to be very careful about who you select and who you assign the responsibility to keep these kind of records. And then make sure that they're properly trained and properly instructed on what to deal with, what to disclose, what not to disclose, how to protect that information.
And you expect them to keep their mouth shut. Part of your job, Joe, is to keep your mouth shut about this.
No matter what you see or how you feel about
it. That's exactly right. If you're going to be a professional in this organization, this is how you have to behave. There's one other thing, Bill, that happens every day in small business, every day across this country and maybe across other countries as well, and that is the information that's left on a hard drive when companies clear out their technology graveyards. They've got a couple of computers that they've moved on to a new model, and they copy the information from one computer over to the new one, but the old information is still on that computer. Nobody formats that hard drive. And it's given away or sold or put out on the curb, and somebody comes and gets it. Well, somebody could get access to all that information, and they do that.
They can, and they do, and that's one of the issues that's prompted the HIPAA, the medical privacy regulation. There's also a financial privacy law that impacts on firms that use credit check information that says that when you destroy that information, when you dispose of that information, you must make sure that it is properly destroyed to avoid unauthorized disclosure. So that mere act that you've described could violate a couple of different laws if you're not careful.
Yeah, and even though you might say, well, you know, I've only got four employees and you know, what are the chances of all this sort of thing? Some of the big league exposure that you could have, not exposure, but some of the big league things that could happen, the hacking into your computer, all that sort of thing, you may not be that much of a candidate for that. But even one issue with employees' privacy could become a lawsuit, and that is a big deal, isn't it, Bill?
It certainly is, and it can be a major publicity issue for a small business, as well as the legal claims and the costs associated with that. So here's an example where an ounce of prevention is certainly worth a pound of cure. Take a little extra time to define, to use proper procedures, make sure that your security and your privacy issues are being properly handled.
Absolutely. And folks, if you would like to find out where you are in the compliance, in the whole compliance continuum there, Bill Hubbert can help you with that, and I hope you'll check out his website at hubbert.com, 2 B's, 2 T's. And if you get a chance, if you'd like to have a little bit more hand-holding, he'll be glad to help you with that, and you can find him there. Bill, you want to give us a phone number?
630-513-9494.
One more time.
630-513-9494.
He's the best, folks. Nobody better. Thank you, Bill, for being here. Good job today. And happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
See you next time. Bill Hubbert, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages with our good friend, Don Lambro. Stay with us.
Waiting for the break of day.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.